Joshua chapter 9. And it came to pass, when all the kings which were on this side west of the Jordan River, in the hills, and in the valleys, and in all the coasts of the great Mediterranean Sea, opposite Lebanon, the Hittite, and the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, heard of it, that they gathered themselves together, to fight with Joshua and with Israel, with one accord. And when those who lived in Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they worked deceitfully, and went and acted as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their donkeys, and wine bottles, old, and torn, and bound up, and old shoes with patches on their feet, and old clothes upon them, and all the bread of their provision was dry and moldy. And they went to Joshua to the camp at Gilgal, and said to him, and to the men of Israel, We have come from a far country. Now therefore make a league, alliance, with us. And the men of Israel said to the Hivites, Perhaps you live among us. And how shall we make a league, alliance, with you? And they said to Joshua, We are your servants. And Joshua said to them, Who are you? And from where have you come? And they said to him, From a very far country your servants have come because of the name of the Lord Jehovah, your God. Because we have heard of his fame, and all that he did in Egypt. And all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan River, to Sihon king of Heshbon, and to Og king of Bashan, who was at Ashtaroth. Therefore our elders and all those who live in our country spoke to us, saying, Take food with you for the journey, and go to meet them, and say to them, We are your servants. Therefore now make a league, alliance, with us. This our bread we took hot for our provision out of our houses on the day we came forth to come to you. But now, look, it is dry, and it is moldy. And these bottles of wine, which we filled, were new, and, look, they are torn. And these our clothes and our shoes have become old because of the very long journey. And the men took of their food, but did not ask counsel at the mouth of the Lord Jehovah. And Joshua made peace with them, and made a league, alliance, with them, to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swore to them. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days after they had made a league, alliance, with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors, and that they lived among them. And the children of Israel journeyed, and came to their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon, and Chephirah, and Beeroth, and Kirjathjearim. And the children of Israel did not strike, because the princes of the congregation had sworn to them by the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel. And all the congregation murmured against the princes. But all the princes said to all the congregation, We have sworn to them by the Lord Jehovah, God of Israel, now therefore we may not touch them. This we will do to them. We will even let them live, lest wrath, anger, judgment be upon us, because of the oath which we swore to them. And the princes said to them, Let them live. But let them be woodcutters and water drawers to all the congregation, as the princes had promised them. And Joshua called for them, and he spoke to them, saying, Why have you deceived us, saying, We are very far from you, when you live among us. Now therefore you are cursed, and none of you shall be freed from being bondmen, and woodcutters and water drawers for the house of my God. And they answered Joshua, and said, Because it was certainly told your servants, how the Lord Jehovah, your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land, and to destroy all those who live in the land from before you, therefore we were greatly afraid for our lives because of you, and have done this thing. And now, see, we are in your hand, do to us as it seems good and right to you. And so he did to them, and delivered them out of the hand of the children of Israel, that they did not kill them. And Joshua that day made them woodcutters and water drawers for the congregation, and for the altar of the Lord Jehovah, even to this day, in the place which he should choose.